Dear family of believers, in the nursery, if you go into our nursery and you look above the window that points out here to the sanctuary, you will see 9 framed pictures. If you haven't noticed them, those are the fruits of the Spirit that we hear about in Galatians. So you will see them above the window, and it says love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And as I was writing this sermon, I found myself sitting in the nursery, looking up above the window, and being put to shame. If you look at those words as a checklist of things that you ought to have done in your Christian life, or else you're not really a Christian, because they're the fruits of the Spirit, there's a way of spiraling, of feeling about this small spiritually, of seeing all of the gaps and the shortcomings in your life just by looking at this list, that God says these are the fruits of the Spirit that are supposed to live inside of my people. Today we're talking about the gardener, about the I am the vine, you are the branches discourse that Jesus gives to his disciples. And he talks about bearing fruit, so our minds can't help but go to that section from Galatians 5 and go to that list. And as you see Jesus say, if you remain in me, you're going to bear much fruit. And then you look at yourself and you go, I'm not sure I'm as fruitful as I'd like to be. Leaves us with some butterflies in our stomach, doesn't it? Some concerning thoughts as we wonder, well, if I can't point to myself being joyful and loving and self-controlled, then does that say something about my faith? Today we are going to see how the fruits that Jesus is talking about are an indicator of what goes on inside of the Christian. And so we're sort of going to reverse engineer this entire thing. And instead of being concerned about the fruit, if the fruit is a concern, I urge you, stop looking at the fruit for a moment and look at the vine. And see if you, as one of the branches, feels connected to that vine. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. The image couldn't be clearer. Exactly what the children just heard in our children's message for today is sort of the message that I have for you today. There is no way that the branches can exist independently of the vine. One flows to the other. So are we attached? Do you feel attached? You're here. It's a good start, right? You're here. It's pretty simple to say, no, I am attached, because every single Sunday I show up to church. That is where the attachment happens. But really think about the last week of your life. Have you felt that attachment with your Lord? Have you made time for not just study, not just trying to know more about the Bible, which is also fun to be able to answer all of those Jeopardy trivia questions about the Bible. And when it comes to that section, go, I'm a Christian, I'm going to get all of these. So often you wind up only getting 2 of them. It's easy to want to stoke that head knowledge. But as you drive down the road, do you feel attached? As you communicate with your spouse, do you feel attached? As you deal with your kids, do you feel attached? As your parents deal with you, if you are a kid, do you feel attached? Does it feel as if every single part of the conversation, every single part of the day is in some way, shape, or form attached to the Word of God, to Him and His sacraments, that everything falls under this umbrella of Christ? I think if we look at our attachment to Jesus that way, we can't help but find the little splinters. And they manifest themselves in so many different ways in our lives. It is shocking how often I talk to folks that'll say something along the lines of, I just don't feel like I'm blank enough. And it's usually one of the nine things that are above the window there. I just don't feel like I'm able to have any type of self-control. I don't feel like I'm being loving enough. I wish I were more patient and peaceful. If that is you today in the seats, I encourage you, stop looking at the fruit, the individual apples that hang on your branches. Stop worrying about those for one moment today. And look at your connection to the vine. Because so often if you see that the fruit isn't as lovely, it's not as tasty, it's not as well-produced as you would like it to be, if you see the things of your life spiraling out of control, if you find yourself not treating those around you or your God himself with the respect, love, and honor that they deserve, then stop for one moment looking at the fruit, and I encourage you to look at the vine. Boy, oh boy, does this sound all just a little bit too much on a Sunday. It sounds daunting. Jesus says, remain in me as I remain in you. And then you think, well, how does Jesus remain in me? He is there constantly. He is there wielding his power on my behalf constantly. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. And now he says, all I've got to do is exactly what he did for me. Now I've just got to remain in him the same way that he remained in me. Are any of us able to do that? To have that same commitment to Jesus that Jesus had to us. That same devotion in our lives towards him that he showed every single day while he was here on earth for you. And then, yes, showed as he went to the cross and he rose from the grave for you. We look at that commitment level. Remain in me as I have remained in you. And we go, Lord, how? How on earth could you possibly expect me to keep this relationship strong? And there's the problem. The Lord says, you are not the source of your relationship with me. If you think that you are the reason that you are connected to the vine, you are nuts. Because Jesus says, I am the vine who connects myself to you. I am the one that gives life. I am the one that gives salvation. I am the one that gives forgiveness. The fruit comes as a result of those things. But that connection, that initial connection between us and Christ is a 100%, no doubt about it, God thing. These verses of our section from Scripture today really illustrate this profound truth that I think a lot of us really struggle to wrap our heads around because we really can't quite get it into our minds, and that is that when it comes to our salvation, if we are connected to the vine, then all glory goes to God. He is the one who says his word made us clean. But if we find ourselves disconnected, all blame goes to us. You might not like it. That might not even sound fair. But that is exactly how Scripture portrays it. But there's something that's a real blessing about that. Because you know that your salvation, your connection to the Savior, and yes, even the fruit that hangs from your branches, are not entirely reliant on you. That is not a curse. That instead is a tremendous blessing. Jesus uses that word remain over and over and over again. And it's a really, really lovely word for this section. Because in our brains, initially we hear these words and we think, I'm going to have to work and work and work and work and work. But Jesus essentially just says, no, I put you in my kingdom. You're already there. Just stay there. Don't move. Don't move a muscle. Stay exactly where I placed you. That's becoming more and more difficult in my house as I place my daughter in one place. I turn around and she is completely gone now because she has army crawled away. Jesus says, I have placed you right where you need to be. Today, members and guests of Peace, you are right where you need to be, ready to hear the word of God, ready to be strengthened by him. The disciples were right where they needed to be. Everyone reading this, Lord willing, is right where they need to be. You are in the Word. You are receiving the power of the Holy Spirit through the Word, through the forgiveness that He offers. You're right where you need to be. Jesus is not telling you to reinvent the wheel of salvation. He's saying, I have placed you in the place that I want you. Stay there. You know, I was trying to think of a solid analogy for our relationship with Jesus as He says, remain in me and I'll remain in you and you are going to bear all sorts of fruit. And I couldn't help but think of a marriage. And if you as a spouse came up to me and said, yes, I know that I have such a strong connection to my wife. It is the best. We have the most incredible marriage, Pastor. I talk and 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 she listens, and that's how I know that I am connected to my wife and that we're good. Amen. You laugh at that. You laugh at that. But sometimes I think we get this idea that if we just keep praying to God, if we just keep speaking to Him over and over and over and over again, that we are going to have this strong connection with Him, not realizing at all, that's only one half of the equation. That God has given us His scriptures, His sacraments, baptism, and the Lord's Supper to keep you close to Him. And if we're only utilizing prayer, us talking to Him, we are not hearing the other side of the conversation. God says, to keep this relationship strong, I want you to tell me everything that's on your heart. But at the same time, we are called to hear everything that's on the heart of God, and we hear it in no other place than God's Word. This sort of destroys the entire argument of once saved, always saved. Have you ever heard anybody use that phrase, once saved, always saved? If you come to faith, if you know Jesus, there is no way that you could ever possibly fall, no matter what. You can do whatever you like. You can live however you like. You can continue in whatever you want with your relationship with God, and nothing could possibly change. That's not how Jesus makes it out to sound. He completely obliterates that argument, and He says, no, this connection between you and I, it has to remain strong. Because if it doesn't remain strong, then the whole thing falls apart. This is why we are thankful that it is God in action when we hear the Word. That it's not just based on us and our own intellect. I've heard people say, you know, I really struggle to just read the Bible because I'll get to a part where I go, yeah, I'm lost here, and I just kind of want to give up because I feel like I'm supposed to know it. Can I offer a bit of encouragement? The Holy Spirit is working as you read those words. And if you get to a section of Scripture where you go, yeah, I don't know what this is saying about my connection to God. I don't know what God is telling me about Himself here. Skip it. Not that it's not important, but make a note and bring it to me. Ask your pastor. It's the reason why you have a relationship with your pastor. Because I understand, your Lord understands that you might get to a section and have absolutely no idea. It does not make that section of Scripture irrelevant. It gives you an opportunity to study deeper, to know your Savior better. I am so thankful. We are so thankful that it is God Himself who keeps that relationship strong. That when we find ourselves in the Word, it is not us that keeps the relationship strong. And when we find ourselves at the baptismal font or at the Lord's Supper, it is not us who is trying to maintain our relationship with God through those things, but instead it is God who maintains His relationship with us. Remaining in Christ is nothing more than continuing to find those opportunities to hear His voice, to hear those words of forgiveness, and to have the Holy Spirit work on this heart. Remaining in Christ is not something that you are left to do by yourself, but is something that God promises to be there for you and work inside of you. You can imagine walking through the field and you look to the right and there's the apple tree. And it would be silly to look at an apple tree and scream at it until you were blue in the face saying, you need to create oranges. That doesn't make any sense. I look out and I see many different people from many different walks of life and different situations in their life. And I am here to tell you, your trees are going to look different from one another. But there is going to be one thing that stands at the root of every single one of them, and that is your Lord Jesus. We have this profound promise here in the Word that it feels like we don't get this many clear promises from God about our lives like this. But he says that if you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. How many 100% type of promises that you can actually see played out in your life from God do you have like that? If you find yourself hearing the Word of God, if you find yourself constantly making use of the Word and the sacraments, God says not there might be some fruit that you see as a result of it. He says there will be fruit. So if you are in that place in your life where you're looking around and you go, I really hate the fruit that I'm seeing on my own branches. It feels dead. It feels less than what it should be. Don't stress. But I also encourage you, stop looking at the fruit and look at the vine and find the ways that God has placed in your life to have that vine nourish you. This is my, I don't know, every few months plug. If you don't have a devotional life with your family at home, this is God saying, you want to remain in me? Here it is. Here's my word. And if this is something that we want to pursue as a church that says we need to make sure the devotional life in our families is strong, then let's do it together. Let's find the right books. Let's find books that speak to the truth of Scripture and can point us in the right direction. Because God has said there is nothing more important than me remaining in you and I than us remaining in him. We can do it. The Lord has said, do not stress about the fruit. The fruit will come. Focus on the connection to the vine. May the Lord always give us the patience, the understanding, and the wisdom to do just that. Amen.